step in the right direction?
Yeah, I think it was. We were able to get things clicking a little bit out there, working the long ball. Still got a lot of things to work on. And, just as a team, continuing to work on doing things the winning way. And, I think that's what Coach echoes to us after the games. And we got to continue to hammer that in from the older guys all the way down to the younger guys. And we will.
What did you see on the two touchdown passes?
It's just two great plays by two individual players. TP, running by a guy, making a play for us, and then Gary making an amazing catch. Those things don't happen without the offensive line blocking and the backs and everybody being accountable and being where they're supposed to be. So I thought it was great execution on those two plays, and we'd love to have that on every play.
On the first down, each of those touchdown drives, you had a nice long run, and you slid afterwards. Did you work on your sliding, and is that something that you're committed to doing, and is it going better?
Yeah, fully committed to it. I think it's something that Coach has emphasized to me. It's something that I've learned over my career, just with situations that I've been in. And, I can't thank everybody who's helped me get to that point where it was hammered in. And, I've learned my lesson from my mistakes in the past.
From your experience, how can a good run get a defense on its heels? From the standpoint, you made two good runs before the touchdown passes.
Yeah, I think, nobody wants to get the ball run on them. So it's not just me running, but, Crow and Duke and Watt and all these guys are doing a great job picking up the dirty yards. Everyone sees the sexy run of the quarterback going down the sideline, but they don't see those nitty-gritty runs that those guys make all the time. So I'm appreciative of that. I know the offensive line is too. And those things don't happen if everybody's on the same page.
Can you talk about the chemistry developing between you and Terrell and just, what a nice play that was for both of you guys?
Yeah, TP's been making plays all camp, really all off season. So it's been an amazing transition for him. And I think everybody's excited for TP. Like I said, I'm a quarterback. He was a quarterback. And, we same high school graduating class. So it's just been really cool to see the transformation. And you can see the vibe on the sideline whenever TP makes a play. Everyone's excited for him because they know how hard of a transition it's been for him.
You said the thing he liked best was that you took care of the football today. How much did he stress that from last week to this week?
No, it's not just from last week to this week. It's been the whole time. And as a quarterback, you never want to throw interceptions. You don't want to put your offense in those situations. So last week that happened, and it's just reinforced. Since the offseason, since I first got here, Coach has always been about protecting the football, and we did a much better job of that overall today. With turnovers and fumbles. So that's something that he's always emphasized, something that he'll continue to emphasize, and something that we'll go out there knowing that we got to protect the football and still be aggressive in our mindset.
Is this like riding a bike? Are you somewhat back in the comfort zone now?
It's just football. It's fun. And, I said it last week, just the opportunity to get out there and play with great people and people that you trust and know that everybody has the same goal, and it's to make this team a consistent winner. It's just fun to go out there. At the end of the day, it's just like practice. It's just brighter lights and there's more fans. So it's truly a blessing to have the opportunity to go out there and play, and all those guys feel that way, to showcase their skills and help this team win.
What can you and Cam do to kind of get the shotgun snap thing down?
Yeah, it's just, it's something that can't happen, and he knows that, I know that. And we'll continue to work. And it's not just, shotgun snaps. It's a lot of things that everybody has to work on consistently to do things the right way. We got a first down out of it, but, those things can't happen. He knows that. I know that, and we'll make sure it doesn't.
Do you look around you sometimes when the defense is on the field and you see Corey Coleman standing there in the street clothes and you see Josh Gordon and Andrew Hawkins and do you let yourself imagine the possibilities of what this is going to be like when everybody's?
Yeah, it's hard not to imagine it, but, it brings a smile to your face, but we have to make that a reality. It's just like potential. Everyone can have potential, but you have to actually make it happen, and it's not what you say, it's what you do. So when we get those guys back, I know they'll be excited. They're itching to play. We're itching to have them. But the guys that are in there right now are doing a great job of helping us move the ball and have consistent plays. Rashad Higgins steps up and one of our starting receivers goes down, Taylor Gabriel, and makes a great catch on an ensuing play. So, Whenever anybody goes down, guys have to step up and make plays, and guys have done that.
What do you think two touchdowns and avoiding turnovers does for the starting offense?
No, I just think it gives it confidence. You know, that's what the preseason is about. New coach, you know, new quarterback, new system, new mindset. And, you know, we're trying to erase the tape and record a new message. So I think it gives everybody confidence that we know what we can go out and do when we're clicking on all cylinders. And, you know, we can run the ball, we can throw the ball, and make plays happen.
Did you reconnect with Kyle Shanahan before the game or after the game? And if so, can you share with us maybe something he may have said to you or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I did. I did get a chance to talk to Kyle. I didn't get to see him on the field because he was in the box. But, you know, we talked before the game and, you know, just wish each other good luck. And, you know, he's got a great group of guys over there that he's working with. And, you know, I've got a great group of guys that I get to work with every single day. So it was cool to hear from him. Got to see Matt LaFleur, Mike McDaniel, a bunch of guys that have been that I've had in my career. And, you know, Mike was here in Cleveland. So, you know, it was good to see those guys.
Thank you.